Hello, everyone. This is Steve Bozell, and this is the pre-show for the Phil Henry Show for Tuesday, the 24th, and this will be the pre-show and everything like that. And I'm very proud to have been selected by Mr. Henry to come on this trip to South Florida. Generally, he brings along the show's regular crew, which is Margaret Gray, Margaret Gray, Frank Gray, Bud Dickman, and General Shaw, General Galen Shaw. That's the crew. And so, occasionally Bobby and Steve Dooley, who I don't, and I will be very honest with you right now, I avoid them. It's nothing that they're doing, it's not that they're bad people, but I'd rather not be around them for reasons having to do with the fact that they're always loud and pushing people around and everything, and they're loud. They come in, take over the buffet line. They have a very nice buffet line set up here at Ms. Bale's house, and the Dooleys are always butting in. Here, hold on for his one.
Talk about Bozell.
None of your business.
Talk about my wife?
Maybe I am talking about your wife.
It's really unfair of you.
I'm the one, I get to do the pre-show. So the two of you stay as far away from me as you can get, okay?
Hey, Bozell,
hey, just stay away from me, Dooley. Okay, the two of you at the buffet, they had a very beautiful quinoa bowl, a Buddha bowl today, and I wanted to get some, and the two of you hogged it down.
That is so. You know something? Why don't you learn how to tell the truth?
I'm telling the truth. You hogged it, and...
Talk about my wife being a hog.
He's talking about you too, Steve.
I'm talking about you, Bozell.
Oh, my God, you called me Bozell?
I called myself Bozell. I called you Bozell by mistake because
you thought I'm you? God damn it.
Take it easy, Steve. Look, Steve.
Because what? Because my first name's the same name as the first name of the man that you're married to?
You know, we'll glide past that because what you just said is an automobile accident, and I'm not going to stop and stare. I'm just driving right past. I want to get to the point.
What does that mean?
I want to get to the point. We had some of the Buddha bowls that Jackie Bales prepared this evening, but when you say that I slopped it down...
I said your husband.
And just because your first name is the same as my husband's doesn't mean I mistake you for him. I know the difference. One of you has a fairly good-sized penis. The other one doesn't.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's supposed to be me?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen yours.
Hey, wait a minute, honey. What does that mean?
It means...
Okay. They're leaving now. They're having an argument.
I've never seen his dick.
Yeah, they're having an argument right now. And that's because she stepped in it. Bobby Doodley, or whatever the hell her name is. I don't even care. It doesn't matter to me. I was asked by Mr. Henry to do the pre-show, as he asked Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Jim Sadler got out this morning on the earliest plane possible, 7:15 a.m., and... You know, and he said to me, good luck, as he handed me the microphone for today's pre-show. Tell you a little bit about today's show, so you'll know what's coming up. Looks like it ought to be a good one. And let me just see where I am here. It does look like it ought to be a good one. And today's show will feature the likes of, I believe, Herb Sewell. No. I don't know, it's from the last year, and...
Let me have it. It is...
Get away from me. Oh, my God, you pushed my wife.
You pushed me.
That's right. Get away. I thought you two were out talking on the veranda.
You pushed me.
You pushed my wife. That's like pushing me. Yeah, okay, so I pushed you. What are you going to do about it, man? So anyway, today's show is Ted Bell... And a backstage pass member, Charlie LaFountain, talking about the tender Ted loin, the honey-baked Ted, the cheese ham Ted, and itching powder. What in hell?
Also, Bobby and Steve Dooley closed down at Western Estates Political Club.
Yeah, well, I know what that was. That was Women for Trump.
We closed it down.
Yeah, we closed it down. We didn't think it was right. Yeah, closed it down. You know, I'm not going to talk politics, but the two of you, watch it. Hey, Dooley, get out of here, man. I'm doing this. You don't get to do it.
Just trying to monitor to make sure you don't make fun of my wife.
Come on, Steve.
There they go. So that'll be today. Ted Bell, I don't know if any of you have had the pleasure of going to Mr. Ted Bell's, Ted's Beverly Hills restaurant, but it is very good. It is very delicious. It has a great many delicious choices. My favorite is, it's always been my favorite, is the Ted Tender, is the Tender Ted. It's the Kansas City, right? Okay, I'm talking to Bill Grevy, our announcer. Is that right?
The Kansas City, yeah.
The Kansas City Tenderloin. Oh, no, the Kansas City Porterhouse.
Yes.
The Kansas City Porterhouse is something else. You should get that. And then, of course, I like to have a Ted, which is a rum and coke. Or if you want, you can get the Tedlet, which is a gimlet. And they also have the Grey Ted or the Ted Hound, which is a greyhound, which has, you know, grapefruit juice. I've always enjoyed that very deeply. So I do recommend you go to Ted's Beverly Hills. And I do recommend that you stay tuned to today's show here from South Florida on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Talk about my wife. Get out of here, Dooley, before I kick you square in your nuts.
You can't.
Oh. Feel good?
He's faking it.
What do you mean? I didn't feel that. I kicked you. I did not pull that kick, folks. I kicked you square. Didn't feel it at all.